Okay, hey y'all. I know it's been a while since I've been on the podcast, and let me tell y'all, procrastination is a real thing that I battle with. And so that sometimes keeps me from completing some of my goals. But we're going to talk about that in another podcast, okay, further down the line. Right now, I want to get back to you and let you know that I have renamed the podcast, okay? And I'm super excited about its rename. The name of it is Who Asks for This? Okay. And if you are wondering who asks for this, I'm gonna tell you right now, absolutely no one, but I'm gonna give it to you anyway because that's what I'd like to do. So let's kick it off with season two, episode 105. We're gonna talk about Love and Marriage Huntsville. Love and Marriage Huntsville comes on the OWN channel. Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Now, let me give you a spoiler alert. Love and Marriage Huntsville, this next Saturday will be their season finale. And then after that will be the reunion. I expect them to have at least two episodes. I really don't see a reason why they would have three episodes, but Carlos King can be a little extra like that. So he might try to squeeze a third reunion show. But let's just get into what's been going on up until now. So the girls, the ladies of Love and Marriage Huntsville, are all on the trip. Mel invited them on. And when I say the girls, let me just name them for you. That is Kimmy, Tisha, Trisha, Stormy, Miss Nell, and two of Mel's friends. Okay, two of Mel's single friends she invited. Because it is her trip that she's hosting. So it's a girls trip and they are in St. Thomas. Now this episode is kind of leading up to the finale, which the finale, I believe the girls are still going to be in St. Thomas. But they probably are going to end up coming home. I'm not sure how this season finale is going to end, but let's just get into what's going on. The girls arrived to the villa and immediately had a problem with the sleeping arrangements. Now, Tisha did take it upon herself to ask Mel if she could invite a plus one. The plus one is Destiny. Now, I'm gonna give you a little bit of backstory because, of course, we have a whole season to cover, so don't you worry. Well, Destiny did not show up the first day with the ladies, but I do see her on the clips of the finale, so she does get there, okay? So let me just tell you, the girls were upset about the sleeping arrangements because out of the rooms Mel had in the house, Mel did put three people in one room. There was a room that had three beds in it, and she put Kimmy, Tisha, and Destiny in that room. Now, here's the backstory about who these people are. Kimmy and Tisha are sister-in-laws, okay? They're married to brothers, Marcel and Maurice, okay? And Destiny is an ex-friend of Mel who joined the group as a friend. Her and Mel fell out during one of the seasons. It's been a little while. It felt a little forced, but maybe something went on that we don't know about clearly, because I think that's going to come up next week. Anyhow, so Tisha inviting Destiny, Tisha felt like Mel gave her that room because she don't like them, basically. And so Tisha started to pout. Listen, a lot of this seemed like a little childish to me. You know, if you didn't pay for a room, I feel like you should just be happy, you know, to be there. And as long as you're not in something that's like a total dump, like maybe don't complain. I'm not really for the extra, oh, we don't do this type of behavior from somebody who isn't shelling out any money. And that's not saying that you be cheap with people when you're doing it. I don't think the villa that they live in, that they're staying in is cheap at all. As far as that room goes, I really can't be sure if Mel did that to her on purpose or not. It could be, now Mel, once she brought it to Mel's attention, Mel kind of, you know, said, well, me and my girlfriends can move in here. We'll gladly, you know, take this room. And so Kimmy and Tisha are like, well, no, don't worry about it because we don't want to change up anything. Which, you know, maybe you did need to bring it up, but if you're not going to take the change up, then I guess what was the point in bringing it up? But maybe it's just all for TV because here I am talking about it on my Who Asked for This podcast. Okay, you see how easy that is? Who asked for this? And that's what I was asking myself when I'm watching these girls complain about their room. Like, why are y'all arguing about this? Just lay down. It's a few days. Anyhow, they get on down to dinner, okay, because, oh, let me just say who all showed up together. So Stormy, Miss Nail, Kimmy, Tisha, Trisha, and Sunny, they all showed up together. I think I forgot to mention that Sunny is a part. Now, Sunny, honey, she come in with the drama this season. Sunny is an ex-producer on the show, okay? Yes. And now she is a cast member. How did she become a cast member? Well, let me tell you. She is now married to Moses, which Moses is the ex-boyfriend of Destiny Child. Yes, honey. And now she is on the show as a cast member. Now, if that wasn't scandalous enough, let me tell you this. Not only did she work on the show as a producer, she was Destiny's producer. Can you believe that? So when we got introduced to Sunny, honey, she had all the smoke for everybody, and especially Destiny. And it felt very like, I'm guilty, but let me prove that I have a reason to be guilty. As opposed to, like, if you fell in love, you fell in love, I guess, you know. But it do seem a little fishy. The timeline is fishy. Moses never quite broke it off with Destiny. It sound like it was one of those things like this, okay? Because clearly, Destiny and Moses had known each other for 15 years, which we're going to hear Sunny admit that she didn't even know that until the podcast, which brings up the question, how can you trust this man if he just did that to this young lady to be able to marry you? And that's what I think, ladies, y'all, we got to quit that. Like, you cannot be so desperate to marry a man that you would just take a man who would do the person like that in order to get with you. Because, I don't know, maybe not. I'm always hoping the best for people, but people don't change. And so if you see somebody make decisions like that and move like that, baby, it's going to happen to you too. That is not good character. But anyhow, we're not here to talk about that. We just here to say what's going on with them. So, back to Sunny and Moses. So yeah, she just has a lot of smoke for everybody, for everyone. Well, let me take it back. She don't have the smoke for everybody. She got all the smoke for Destiny. She wants Destiny to know that she did not steal her man, that Moses didn't want anything to do with her, that she was just a booty call, basically. And that's getting back to that point I was trying to make. I got sidetracked, y'all. Which is, it sounded to me, the relationship between Moses and Destiny was kind of like, we friends, started messing around, nothing was really serious, because Destiny was married prior, and she got divorced really abrupt with a young son. Her son was like, I don't know, 3 months old, guys. So, you know, I feel like she didn't necessarily have a 1,000% committed relationship. I think the commitment would go as far as, hey, I'm fooling with you, you fooling with me type deal. Now, Destiny does share that they talked about a lot of things. He named his business after a fictitious baby that they talked about having together. Different things like that. So clearly, this girl was in love and she assumed that he loved her back just as much. However way they fell off track at some point, it just seems like nobody clarified that, hey, we're not together anymore. And then for you to turn around, so how she found out, honey, Sunny decides to call her and let her know, I guess maybe 2 days before she about to get married, that, yeah, I'm dating Moses. And not only am I dating Moses, we're about to get married. You old skeezer, honey. And then for you to come into this show and be anything but just gracious, I think it's bad. It's bad taste, you know, bad taste. However, Mel is getting along wonderfully with her because the other ladies don't quite have it for, don't quite see it for Sunny very much. And so Mel is kind of using Sunny to call out their hypocrisy as far as how they dealt with her situation as pertains to Martell getting another woman pregnant and having an affair with this dead woman for 5 years plus. So that's why Sunny's there. Now let me get on to that, you know, then let me, no, that is not all that happened on the episode. So they get down to dinner. Now, Mel does have a nice setup going. She has the island boys there. They are cooking. She has a good chef there. They're cooking. They're serving. They're dancing for the ladies, setting everything up. It's real nice and cute. They go ahead and go to dinner. Now, at dinner, this is one thing Mel is very good for. And it's real kind of nice, nasty. But she always good for bringing somebody around to do her little dirty work, honey. And that's not me saying Mel is any kind of punk. I guess it depends on what your definition of punk is. But what I am saying is, you know, she finds a way for it to not be her, even though some of the things that comes out of a person's mouth seems to convey your thoughts. And especially for a person who doesn't know this person, how do you have that much of an opinion? But let's get into it. Sharita, I think her name is. That's one of Mel's single friends that she brought along. When they get to dinner, Sharita decides that she basically about to get in the mix, honey. She's asking a couple questions. I think maybe Nell started off with asking about Sunny and maybe at about Destiny. Well, that's what sparked Sharita to ask the ladies, like, well, why are they upset with Sunny? You know, because they should be mad at Moses. So Trisha and the table is trying to explain that, hey, Destiny considers Sunny a friend, and Sunny just felt like she was doing her job, like she was never her friend, which I think is even colder. Like, Sunny not my type of chick, at all. Anyhow, so Sharita gets real, you know, she just real opinionated about, like, that it's not this, they shouldn't be upset with Sunny. And I think there's a point to that about not being upset with Sunny. But I do think that moving the way you move, it don't look good. Like, and even though Moses is the one that had the relationship with Destiny, and he is the one that really owed it to Destiny to break it off, to make sure she knew what was going on, any of that. But the fact that you have this close proximity with this person, I think that's the thing that for me that makes it different. If this was some rando off the street, I would, then you're right, you know what I mean? But the fact that you, like, was actually my producer of all things, yeah, you could be a little more gracious than that girl. Like, you really could. And it's a good thing I'm not on the show, because it wouldn't even be that pleasant for nobody. Anyhow, let's get back to what happened. So, or what's happening. Then Sharita decides to just kind of define what a friend is. And this is her way of getting in the mix, because she get into something and I'm going to give it to you. Who asked for this? It doesn't even matter, because I'm about to tell you anyway. So she's asking, like, what people think of friendship is, like, what is the measure of their friendship? How do they measure friendship? Now, I will give Sharia this. She made a very good point, and it's something that I think I have adapted, even though I didn't necessarily put it in those words, the words that she used, but I thought her words were very well said, and I'm going to start using it from now on. But she did say how she judged her friends were by the way they treat you when things don't go their way. That's important, you guys. Like, real quick, that's important, and that's right. You know, like, that is, like, you do should view your friends in the way of how do they act when they don't get their way. How do they act if they call you and you're not able to do, you know, something with them, something for them? It could be a multitude of things, but I'm just saying, like, some people, and we can talk about this in a later podcast also, but I've had friends that, I mean, at the first part that I said, no, or I can't, or, you know, something of that nature, we are not friends anymore. And so, and what I realized is that that person was never my friend then. That person actually was just my friend for what they could get from me. And it's not that I'm doing a whole lot for people, because that's not the case. But sometimes I think we can take ourselves for granted and not know what it is we're offering a person. So it had to be something, because let me tell you, honey, as soon as I said no, that person was not my friend anymore. Anyhow, so I do agree with that, Sharita. So kudos for really kind of dropping that nugget. But all of this lead her to question Tisha. And she wants to know if Tisha can sit at the same table with somebody that she doesn't like. Now, we all know Tisha and Mel had a little rift that they done tried to make, you know, make amends on, and they are being cordial. Do they like each other now? Possibly not. But let's just face it, they work together, and most of us can go to work with somebody that, you know, we really don't care for. All right. So I'm not sitting at the table with them. So I do agree with Sharita on this, but she asked it because she, you know, sat at the table with somebody she didn't care for or like. And so, you know, Tisha's like, well, yeah, because I'm grown, you know. And so Sharita kind of mouths over to Mel, like, yeah, you better watch her. And that's what I mean by Mel always bringing somebody around to do her dirty work. But yeah, she say, yeah, you probably need to watch her. And so, you know, Tisha's like, watch me. Like, what do you mean? And so, you know, Sharita's basically trying to say, she's questioning her character, because if you're able to sit in front of me and sit at a table and break bread with me, but you don't like me, like, it's almost kind of phony. I think that's what she was trying to bring out, is like, you being phony by sitting at the table with me, because now you've admitted that if you're sitting at the table with me, that doesn't mean that you like me. And I guess as a people code, human code, maybe this a city code, but yeah, generally you don't sit at the table and break bread with people you don't like. But here's what kind of annoys me with some of these reality shows. Like, it is 2024. We know what's going on the reality show, so y'all can stop acting like everybody is friends and get along and like each other. Like, at the end of the day, she's at her job and she doesn't get paid if she don't go on the cash trip, and so she's there. I feel like you could probably have talked about something else, Sharita. But she here to kick it off, clearly, and that is what she's doing. So I'm looking forward to next week's episode, which I said, again, is the finale. But I'm going to come back with that review as well, and then we'll talk about the reunion. And then with the reunion, I'll probably get to some more backstory, because I don't want to hold y'all long just for a little bit, but make sure you subscribe wherever you at, and I will make sure that I keep showing up. Now again, if you want to know who asked for this, let me tell you, absolutely nobody, but I'm gonna give it to you anyway. So hit that subscribe button, okay? Talk to you later, guys. Bye.